In the Mass, there are three moments that are really beautiful that I like to share. The first moment that is really nice is when the priest, just after offering the bread and wine, says, "Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father." My sacrifice and yours. The second moment during the Mass that is really nice is actually before. Maybe you haven't paid attention. Maybe you do know that the priest offers wine. But in that cup, in that chalice where the wine is placed, there is also a drop of water that the priest puts. A tiny drop of water. And while the priest puts the wine and then the water, he says, "May this mingling of the water and wine may be acceptable to you, O God, so that we may share in the divinity of Christ." The priest puts a drop of water into the wine that symbolizes our humanity, that symbolizes that we are present in that sacrifice that is going to happen. And the third moment of Mass that I'd like to invite you to reflect today is when the priest, after the consecration, says to the Father, through him, Christ, through him, with him, and in him, O God Almighty Father, all honor and glory be yours. The priest is telling God the Father that through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, we're offering honor and glory to God the Father. Those three moments during the Mass remind me a lot that we are present in the Mass, that we're offering to God the Father a sacrifice, that we're offering something to God, that we are present truly during the Mass, that we can do something for God that merit to us something. Now, I'm going to tell you a little story. I grew up in the south of Mexico, and probably some of you might have grown in also tropical countries. And around the summertime, in the place where I grew up, you would walk by the parks, and in the parks there would be trees, big trees. And oftentimes, you would have to walk, and then all of a sudden you step on mangoes. Because in the time of mango time, there are so many mangoes that they fall to the ground and people have to step on them. There are many mangoes. But then my grandmother, she was not happy with the squandering of all the fruit. She lived in another place in Mexico where instead of mangoes, there would be apricots. So every time there was apricot season, she would gather all the apricots and put them in jars and then make preserves or make different kind of desserts. And then throughout the year, she would put the apricots of the jars and then give it to us. And she would make desserts with the apricots, and it was very good because she took advantage of the fruits, of the fruit that would come. And she would store it. Now I'm going to link those two things that I said. What happens in Mass, the sacrifices and taking advantage of the fruit. We are all in this Lent, in this particular Lent, going through a lot of sacrifices. But those sacrifices, we can either squander them, not take advantage of them, or we can store them. we can save them. Or even more, we can unite ourselves with Christ's sacrifice, just like we do in the Mass. Hey, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God. We can unite our sacrifices with Christ's sacrifices on the cross, and through him and with him, we can offer glory and honor to the Father. We can put our part, our little tiny part, in our sacrifices. We can offer them up to God as if they were to be a drop of water united with Christ's sacrifice. All that we are going through, we can offer it up. We are right now receiving a lot of opportunities, all of us, to win graces for ourselves, but also for others. So if you're going through moments that are difficult, offer it up. Save that sacrifice. Store it. Use it. Take advantage of it. Unite it to Christ's sacrifices. A second idea for this Mass today. As you have noticed, maybe, we are using a different Mass today. And it's called the Devoted Mass for Times of Pandemic. And in this Mass, we are offering a lot of prayers for people that are suffering. We're offering prayers for those ones that are in the health systems. We're offering also prayers for our leaders in the nations, in our diocese. We're offering also prayers for the ones that are mourning the loss of someone. And we're asking our Lord to have mercy on us. But also in the readings, especially in the first reading, we read that even though we may be going through a lot of things, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. So today, maybe what we can do is to shift our focus from our sufferings, from our tribulations, to the fact that God loves me. God loves me with an infinite love, with an eternal love, and nothing can separate me from that love of Christ. Tomorrow we begin Holy Week. Holy Week, it's a moment where we can reflect, ponder, contemplate God's love for me. And if you're going through difficult moments, make sure that you identify those difficulties with what Christ is going through in this Holy Week. With his pain, with the proof of his love for you. Let's take advantage of this Holy Week to understand deeper and deeper, not so much how much we don't love Christ, but how much he loves us. And that nothing at all, no tribulation, no sickness, nothing can separate us from Christ's love. I invite you today to ask our Lord Jesus to allow you to experience in your heart that he loves you with an infinite love, to allow you to experience that he would be willing even to die on the cross for you because he loves you. And also, as we say in the first point, take advantage of the sufferings, of the pains that you are going through. Use them. Offer them up. Offer them as sacrifices to our Lord.